This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. If you watched professional baseball this past season, you may have noticed something new on the back of players' jerseys. The tilde, or the tiny squiggle over the N in Nunez, or the accent grave, that slanting line over the A in Gonzalez. The campaign, called Ponle Acento, is Spanish for put the accent in it, and it reminds teams to ask their players how they want their names written. When it comes to accent marks, Major League Baseball is ahead of the curve. California was born from Spanish origins, but it does not allow accent marks on official identification documents. Likewise, none of the names of our Bay Area neighborhoods and street signs have accent marks. That means pronunciation can be a bit of a mystery. KALW's Carrie Spivak went to properly sound out the particularly mysterious name of one of San Francisco's neighborhoods.
You've just given birth to the most perfect little human. You name him after your father and his father before him. On the birth certificate, you spell it just like it's always been spelled, with an accent mark over the I. Then Giselle Sanchez comes along.
I see the accent mark, and the first thing I do is tell them, you know, everything looks good except the accent mark, and I'm really sorry I can't use that.
Sanchez is a birth recorder at St. Luke's California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco. She helps parents with their babies' birth certificates. But not every name will do. California has rules. Accent marks are not allowed.
Last name Hernandez, and there's a little accent mark, which unfortunately we couldn't use. We've got another couple here from Russia. They wanted to name their baby Eneas. And I pronounce Eneas simply because the accent mark is there. But unfortunately, I can't use that either.
This affects a lot of Spanish names, as well as German, French, Estonian, Polish, Russian, Turkish, and more. Something like an accent mark might seem like a small detail, but it tells you how to say a name right. And Sanchez says, for some parents, it represents something more important.
It's removing their culture, who they are. My son's name is Julian, not Julian.
Accent marks are missing all over the Bay Area. Many neighborhoods and streets are named after Spanish explorers. Some of those names once had accent marks, but now, without them, we don't know if we're saying them right. Listen to the different ways these residents pronounce the name of their neighborhood in San Francisco.
The Portola.
I call it Portola District.
The Portola.
Portola.
The Portola District.
This name once had an accent mark. When it disappeared, the original pronunciation went with it.
The people in the 1920s that came to this neighborhood pronounced it Portola.
That's Raina Garibaldi, a San Francisco native born and raised here. You know the Slim history book with the old photo on the cover that you see in a lot of neighborhoods? She wrote it. According to the book, immigrants from Italy and Malta and Jews from Europe settled here in the 1920s. Their pronunciation,
Portola,
caught on. But that pronunciation is now fading away.
Now people that come here new from other parts of the city or other countries say Portola.
Garibaldi is talking about people like me. I say Portola. That's how I've always heard it pronounced. But after talking to Garibaldi, I started to wonder about Portola and how it should really be pronounced. To find out, we need to look into our California history. Don Gaspar de Portola was a Spanish explorer. Historians believe he discovered the San Francisco Bay in the 1700s. He was also the first governor of Spanish-ruled California before it was a state. After the miners struck gold and San Francisco rapidly grew, most people living here didn't know about Portola. And those that did forgot about him.
This piece of California history was a little bit obscure in the back pages of the history book, so to speak.
That's John Freeman, a local historian. He says that in 1909, San Francisco quickly rebuilt itself after the big earthquake and fires. It wanted to throw a five-day carnival to relaunch the city as a destination for business and tourism.
They were searching around for a theme, a set of colors, and something to hang their festival on.
They settled on the 140th anniversary of Portola's discovery of the San Francisco Bay and called it the Portola Festival. Suddenly, San Francisco was enamored with Portola. In postcards advertising the event, he looked rugged, with wavy hair spilling out from under a plumed hat, a sash over his shoulder, and a long sword by his side. But as talk of the festival spread, a vexing question emerged. According to Freeman, the chair of the festival committee was giving a speech when he pronounced Portola three different ways.
One of the principals of this particular meeting says, "Excuse me, sir, how do we pronounce the name? We need to officially decide how we should pronounce the name."
The organizers began an extensive search for Portola's signature. Dispatches were sent to Spain and Mexico. They wanted to know if and where he put the accent mark in his name so they could pronounce it right. In the meantime, how to say Portola went viral in a 1909 way. Letters poured into the San Francisco Call. One of them suggested that the pronunciation be decided by a game of dice. Another newspaper joked it should be porthole. And then there was the verse, like this poem called Lost Accent, published in the Chronicle.
"For my nerves were racked to pieces, and I felt an awful jar when I heard the mispronouncer say my name was Portola."
Only days before the festival was to officially open, a Stanford academic discovered a cache of Portola's letters in Mexico City. He said,
"I have looked at the documents. He had an accent at the end of his name, so the name should be pronounced Portola."
Finally, how he would have pronounced it, with the accent and stress on the A. The long-lost accent, Portola. But just as quickly as it was discovered, it was gone. Newspapers couldn't print the accent mark.
Having a font with an A accented was a rarity in anybody's print box.
Today, in the Bay Area, there's no accent mark on any of the signs that bear his name. Not on neighborhoods, streets, schools, or even the city named after him, Portola Valley.
Encarnacion, accent mark. Jesus, accent mark. Colon, Lucia.
Like Giselle Sanchez has seen, there still aren't any accent marks on Californian names.
Hector.
Today's young explorers can speak their names into voice recorders. But unlike Portola, they will never have official papers to show where their accent marks should be. So, if we can learn anything from Portola, it's to put your accent mark wherever you can. You just don't know if you'll wind up in the history books. In San Francisco, I'm Carrie Spivak for Cross Currents.
They call me help.